But notice, the conspiracy was strong. That word conspiracy, we're going to see, means actually confederacy. There was already a large number of people rallying behind Absalom, and what he was doing was just getting more and more behind. The conspiracy, it says, for the people increased continually with Absalom. Now, of these 200, it appears that they stuck with him, even though they went not knowing what it was all about, but when they found out about it, they didn't come back to David, but one did. This is one like a firebrand who is delivered out of the fire. What I call a remnant of grace, verse 13. There came a messenger to David, likely one of these 200 that got there, realized what it was, and fled for his life. Where did he flee? To David. How do you know those that are taught of the Spirit of God? They flee to Christ. And he said, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. All of the appearance of offering sacrifices and the outward worship meant nothing, because in reality, their heart was in rebellion against David. For the heart of the men of Israel to be after Absalom, stand opposed to David, because David was the Lord's anointed. But they were just like the Pharisees who were saying, we will not have this one to reign over us. But the second thing there in Acts 2, verse 3, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. I find this interesting that people today can try to imitate the tongues. But how about the mighty wind? How about the cloves of tongues of fire? That's not something to be repeated. And this was not the fire of judgment, but this is the fire of God's approval. In the Old Testament, when a sacrifice was offered, the way that it was proven that it was of the Lord was at the fire. That's what happened with Elijah on Mount Carmel. The fire came and destroyed. Drank up all the water and everything else they poured around. But here the fire is not one of condemnation, because Christ bore that in his body on the tree. This is a fire of approval, approbation, not condemnation, but approbation. That it was lit upon each one of these. Didn't devour them, didn't destroy them, just like the burning bush, because it was Christ who had taken that fire of God's wrath upon him. And now it was a fire of blessing. Each one of these represented ones that Lord Jesus Christ had come and for whom he paid the debt. That's the significance of it. But men today will take and play with this and try to turn it into something else, as men do. They take the word and pervert it. But for those of us that are the Lord's, it's a blessing to see how all of this is a fulfillment of Christ. Go in the direction that men desire anyway. That's really all he was doing, to win their favor. Tell them, whatever you want, I can give it to you. Doesn't that sound like popular preachers? Come hear me preach and you'll be blessed. Read my book and your life's going to change. You'll have everything you want. So that's what I want to look at. How were the hearts of these men stolen? Well, first of all, they were deceived by Absalom's power and influence. See, the scriptures say, whatever is of the flesh is flesh. That's all it can see. But whatever is of the Spirit is Spirit. But without the Spirit of God, there's no discerning in the heart. And whatever's in this flesh attracts like. So what is in our flesh? This flesh loves power and influence. And whenever it meets another that exerts that power and influence and promises it over them, it's drawn in.